Huhana Linden is kindly with us to talk about going to Wellington. And firstly, congratulations to him. It's always neat to see our people representing in central government. Thanks for joining us. And Huhana, what do you find most satisfying about the fact that your ambition, your dream of representing in that way has come true now that you are an MP for the next 3 years? Welcome, and the stage is yours for a moment, Huhana. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, te matua, tēnā koutou katoa. Absolutely humbled by the opportunity to come into central government and provide that localised voice and representation for Taitokerau as a part of a team of MPs from the north now coming into Parliament. And our Green team caucus is double in size, and we've got a large number of diverse MPs coming into the whare. I'm just really humbled but excited as well about the prospect of what we can do to advocate and advance the interests of our people in the whare miere, but maintain that local connection, listening ear, and being a voice down here with the national-led government.
Tēnā koe, you're from a high-achieving family. What did the crew think of your success, Huhana?
Oh, you know, big mihis and that type of thing. It's been lovely to receive phone calls of support from Kaumātua, from cousins and whānau. You know, my siblings are all on board and checking in with me. You know, talked with my dad this morning. Are you resting? You know, are you well? And I appreciate that, because for myself, I do go hard and I do need those regular check-ins for your hauora and well-being.
Tēnā koe. I just spoke with Debbie. You know, it's a very Western model, or Westminster model, as it's sometimes referred to, the way that we run our parliament. And I was touching on whether she thought there could be more Māori-centric approaches to the induction process. Too early for you to comment, or have you some thoughts there about what you are witnessing through this induction period?
Oh, well, you know, we know that the parliament and government system is a Westminster system. So, you know, those are fundamental challenges for us in terms of the centrality of Te Tiriti o Waitangi in government. But in terms of the induction itself, parliamentary services are just amazing. The ringa manaaki that has been shown, the care and the navigation of us, you know, like, how many times have I gotten lost? You know, press the wrong button and you end up somewhere else. But the kaimahi are there to support you. And further, I think that, you know, that's all improvements in terms of the way that government and the parliamentary services are there to be that support. So I absolutely appreciate it. There's a lot of learning to be done. We are back at school and we're a part of a cohort of new MPs for this year. So it's good to whakawhanaunga across parties and share a bite to eat and sit in class together and learn the machinery of government.
Tēnā koe. You've been a very strong advocate. In fact, nothing really was going on in your hood without you having your finger on it or being across it. Does the Rohe lose a powerful advocate here? And whilst we congratulate you and acknowledge your opportunity to represent in the wider picture through central government, is something lost also, i.e. advocacy for the issues you held dear over the past 5 or 6 years?
Well, I think it's and. And we've done a lot in the region to support local voices. And in my view, it's just a changing advocacy from my perspective. I'm just moving into another space, but I'm Taitokerau connected and I'm based in Taitokerau. So I view what's occurred and where I am now as a way with which I can provide that connected local voice into Parliament and advance those issues that our people need, you know, progress on. And I think that, you know, that's something that I do give, but also supporting those in the kāinga who are trying to progress local issues, whether it's our Ngāti Kahu whānau up at Te Pātia or Matariki in Whatiwhiwhi with what's happening there, or, you know, Whangarei Base Hospital. What are the issues at home, and then how can we support them in advocating their interests and what's on top for them? So in my view, I'm trying to take an and approach that, you know, I'm here still, I'm still a mokopuna of the North, and I'm here to tautoko what's happening and what are the concerns of our people.
Tēnā koe. I'm pleased to be talking with you today too, because sometimes communications teams can wrap around new MPs, and you and I have been talking quite freely for many years, and I'm hoping that there's an element of trust that we have in our on-air relationship, Huhana, that your comms team will become aware of any sort of perceived restrictions to your voice, do you think?
Well, I think it's more that we need to do our induction, and also, you know, we're a part of a team and we're just establishing ourselves. You know, like, we've had our first caucus meeting this week. It was so awesome to get together post-campaign, reflect and high-five each other, and I'm looking forward to our next step. So certainly I appreciate Māori media and the tautoko that has been consistent and ongoing over many years for issues of the North, and Radio Wātea are absolutely important in that space. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that ongoing connection and the way that we can provide a Rōpū Kākāriki voice into Māori media and Māori radio, and particularly thinking about those issues of the North that still need that that light shined on them that Radio Wātea does provide.
Tēnā koe. I don't expect for a moment that your party would expect you to leave your kōrewai at the door, but sometimes party politics can supersede individual stance. For you, Huhana, Māori first, Green second, or is that an inappropriate question?
Well, I think what I am is I'm tangata whenua, the reo Māori voice, and I'm te tiriti focused. And so that's what I bring into Te Rōpū Kākāriki, and recognising that we have a great team of what's called Mātāwaka, our Māori Pacific Caucus. It's so awesome having my tūngāne, Tiano Tuiono, his expertise and experience. Then, of course, our boss lady, Marama Davidson, I mean, heck, you know, great advocates for our people. And so I'm a tainer in this space in terms of the machinery of Parliament, but also I know the strengths and skills that I can bring into caucus, so I'm really excited to get my feet under the desk and get into some of the mahi that we need to do for Te Iwi Māori.
Congratulations once again, Huhana. I'm looking forward to hearing, seeing what you can contribute in your first term in Parliament. Let's hope it's followed by many more, if that's what you want in your career. Mauri ori kia koe tu ene.
Thank you, Eti Matua. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora rawati. That's Huhana Linden.